day. If the Holy Spirit dwells in you today, that same life-giving spirit that raised Jesus from the dead will also give life to you. Amen. Will also give life to you. So if you believe that it's the Spirit of God that raised Christ from the dead, then and you believe you have the Holy Spirit of God in you, then you have no fear. Because the energy is there for you to rely on. The power is there for you to take in. So the resurrection of Jesus Christ was made possible through the gift of the Holy Spirit. And it's interesting when Jesus rose from the dead and was talking to his disciples. The first thing he said to them is that, receive the Holy Ghost. That's what he said to them. Receive the Holy Ghost. Why would he tell them to receive the Holy Ghost? Before he left, before he even went to die, he told them, he said, I will go, but I will send to you a comforter, a spirit that will remind you everything about me, that will teach you everything about me. I will send you the Holy Spirit that will teach you everything about me. Jesus was telling them at that time because he has not been resurrected. When he now became resurrected, he now poured the Spirit upon. The Bible says he breathed upon them. He was able to just breathe upon them and say, receive the Holy Spirit. That was their first experience of the Holy Spirit. And remember when they were also, when they came from the mountain of transfiguration, and they were trying to heal someone, and they said they couldn't heal. He said, no, you can do this except by prayer and fasting and by the Spirit of God. And he was explaining all these things to them. And then in Acts chapter 2, when they had the experience of Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit upon them, they had an extraordinary experience. The Bible says the Spirit fell upon them. They were speaking in diverse tongues and everything. But that is not just the thing that we need to look at. I want to look at someone like Peter in that meeting. Peter, before that meeting, was the greatest coward you can ever think of. He relied, number one, he relies on his sword, because when everything happened, he relies on his physical energy. He wanted to like bring out the sword and said, I can fight for Jesus. Jesus said, no, I don't need that sword now. Put it back. Then, when he got to the point where Jesus was being arrested and arraigned in front of the elders and everything, Peter denied Jesus and said, I don't even know that guy. You know, I don't know him. Because he doesn't have the power to. He looked at the crowd and said, how can I face this crowd? They're going to lynch me. Straight away, I'm dead. Because I don't have enough power to face this crowd. But that was just it. Because he was just a mere man. He doesn't have the power. But when the Holy Spirit came, this same Peter that was saying, I can't tell these people I know Jesus. This same Peter, the Bible says, he now faced the whole crowd, even beyond the crowd that was in the porch where he denied Jesus. He faced the whole crowd and was preaching to them. He was telling them about this Jesus that he had already denied before. He was telling them about the power in the name of Jesus. And the Bible says, That same day, through his preaching and his speech on that day, 3,000 were converted. He had a new energy, a new power. The Holy Spirit was upon him. He had the Holy Spirit speaking through him. He had a source of power, a mighty move of God in the way he reflected God on the day. Acts chapter 2, verse 42 to 43. Acts chapter 2, 42 to 43. It says, and they continued steadfast in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayer. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles, because they have a new power, a new energy in them. But the question is, what is the source of this power? What is the source of this power? Psalm 68, verse 35. Psalm 68, verse 35. I'm going to have to go quickly, so please kindly go with me as we turn, because of time. Psalm 68, verse 35. And this, sorry, Psalm, is it 67? Oh, no, it's not. Is it? Last verse, Psalm 68. Yeah. 35. He says, O God, thou art terrible out of the holy place, the God of Israel, it is he that giveth strength and power to his people. Blessed be God. It is he that giveth power, strength and power to his people. Blessed be God. God himself is the source of energy, is the source of power, is the crude upon which our spirit and power and strength emanate from. He is the one that called to be things that were not. He's the one, a creation. There was nothing. There was no, it was like the world was a canvas for God to create. It was, you know the way the artists do things. They have a canvas, and they start drawing on it, and you don't know what comes out of it. And at the end of the day, they bring out a picture. That's the way the world was with God. And God, in that state of canvas, created the world we live in. He created the sun to rule by day, the moon to rule by night. He created the grains and everything in it. And above all, he created you and I out of the dust of the ground. He created you and I. But you know what makes us different is that we have the breath of God in us. When he created us, he then put in us his own breath in us so that we might have life and life abundantly. The energy of God is in you. The energy of God is right inside of you. And that is what God has done to you and I. Amen. That's what he's made us to be like. Amen. Romans chapter 4, verse 17, it says, as it is written, I have made thee the father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickened the dead and called things that were not as if they were. That's what God has done for you. Is there anything lacking in your life? Is there any situation that you're going through? Is there any sickness that you're dealing with? There is a life-giving spirit that is in you, that is open to you. There's a life-giving spirit that is open to you, and that is the Holy Spirit. Have you been seeking for something and you feel they're eluding you? Are you lacking anything today? I am introducing you to that source of power that raised Jesus from the dead. The power that was demonstrated in Christ's resurrection. The power that was displayed in the valley of dry bones. Ezekiel 37. That power that was displayed in the valley of dry bones. I love the story of the valley of dry bones because it was one of the greatest stories that shows you the power of God. And when you look at the experience at the valley of dry bones, you ask yourself, how come? God took that prophet Ezekiel to that valley and said, can this bone live? Can this bone ever live? So whether maybe there's something in you that you think, that's the end of it. I'm at the end of the journey. Maybe you're at that valley of the dry bones. And God, God is asking you, can this bone live? God is asking you because he wants you to exercise your faith. The prophet said to him, you're the one that knows. You're the one that has the power to make this bone live. So you can call this bone to life if you want to. And that's what God did. He brought the wind, the mighty wind from the east to bring the bones back together. What does the power look like? The power is what raised Jesus from the dead. Romans 8:11 is that same power that raised Jesus from the dead. Is that same power that came as a wind upon the body. Is that same power that dwells in you. Is that same breath of God that is in you. That's what the power looks like. The power is not energy drink. It's not electricity. It's not gas. It is the power of God for your salvation. It's the power of God. That's what the power looks like. The power is not in any other thing. It's in you. Amen. Christ in you. The power is in you. The power dwells with you. You don't need anybody to give you that power. You don't need any pastor to give you that power. You possess that power because the Holy Spirit is upon you. And if you don't have the Holy Spirit, seek it. Seek the Holy Spirit. Crave for the Holy Spirit. The way people crave for energy drink, crave for the Holy Spirit. Just continually seek. Because when you seek, you will find. It is for you and for your children. That's what the Bible says. It's for you and your children and generations to come after you. Prophet Joel said, in the last day, I'll pour my spirit upon all flesh, and your children will prophesy. He gave you different dreams. He gave you all this power. That is what you have. It's for you. It's strong enough to raise Christ from the dead. It's strong enough to call things that were not as if they were. It's strong enough to heal and restore dry bones. How do you then connect with this power? Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19. Believe. Only believe. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19. This is what it says. And what is the exceeding greatness of the power towards us? Who believed? Look at the word. Who believed? Believe. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Evidence of things not seen. Evidence of things not seen. You don't see it, but it's in you. Amen. You know, sometimes I watch Simon Cowell's talent show and I see where magicians go make magic and they do things and things appear and people believe it. I don't know whether it's true or not, but people just believe it. You believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father, and you shall be saved. That's the word. Believing. You see, one of the problems that we have is our faith. When we pray, we believe. Yesterday we were sharing together, and I think one of the things that came out was in prayer, our faith is important. I think it was Brother Daniel that was sharing together with, we're all sitting down together. When we pray, we need to believe. Because we can all pray and pray, but if you don't have faith in God, things will not happen. As a church, we need to believe. We need to exercise the faith in God, that God can do all things. That God can supply all our needs according to his riches in glory through Christ Jesus. You believe that he is God. He is your Savior. He is your Redeemer. He is your Lord. And then you trust God. That's what Ezekiel had. Ezekiel 37, verse 3 and 4. In the valley of the dry bone. That's exactly what Ezekiel did. He trusted God. When he asked him, this is the question, this is the dialogue between God and Prophet Ezekiel. And he said unto him, Son of man, can this bone live? And I answered, O Lord, thou knowest. And again he said unto me, prophesy unto this dry bone and say to them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. He said to him, I'm not going to say it. God is not going to say it. He said, you say it to the bone. O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. And that's exactly what the prophet said. And the prophet said, behold. And the prophet spoke to the bones and said, hear the voice of the Lord. And does the Lord God unto the bone, behold, I will cause breath to enter into them, and ye shall live. And I will listen to them. Verse 7 said, so I prophesied as I was commanded. Verse 7, I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. He trusted God for his word. He believed everything that God has said. Where do you stand today? Do you only believe what you think you want to believe? God wants you to have faith in him and believe in his word. His word is that he will provide for your need. His word is that he will heal you. His word is that he will strengthen you. His word is that I will never leave you nor forsake you. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. That's what David said, because he knew who his God was. David as a young boy, went to fight a Goliath. And he was looking at the tall Goliath, and he said, hang on a minute, you this Goliath, you don't have power over me. Because you're coming against the God. You're uncircumcised, number one, and you're coming against the Almighty God. So David trusted God for his word that anyone that is uncircumcised cannot defeat the army of God. And he used that word against Goliath. And God gave him victory. Spend time with God. Spending time with God is a very important part of our life. Waiting upon God. The Bible says, those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. Those that wait upon the Lord. David was saying in Psalm 27, I will wait upon the Lord. He said, wait. We need to have a time of waiting. Amen. Our brother just read to us this morning about the fact that our consistency, our persistence in prayer. This is very important. The power is there for you. The power is there for me. But how do we use it? How do we connect to it? How do we feel the power in us? Believe, trust, and wait. This morning, I want to encourage you. If you don't have the Holy Spirit, you need the Holy Spirit. If you receive the Holy Spirit, you need to trust God, you need to believe in Him, and you need to wait upon Him. Because those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. The Lord bless you this morning. And the Lord encourage you this morning to know that there's power in you to do greater things. There's power in you to win victories. There's power in you to control the world. The energy of God is right inside of you. The power that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you. God bless you. Amen.
I didn't know what Brother David was going to minister on today, but the last song that I put down here was Above All Power. Hallelujah. Amen. It's wonderful to know that power. That power up there, that sun, everything that we have naturally comes from that sun. Amen. But God is greater than that. He's far above all principality and power. But He'll test us. He tested Job. Remember Job? Hallelujah. God tested him to see if he really loved him. And he said, will he plead with me with his great power? He said, no, but he will put strength in me. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. Right. Hallelujah.
Would you like to stand, please? Thank you.
Father, we thank you for your grace.
Yes.
Thank you for the price you paid. Thank you for your love towards us. Lord, we pray that you renew your power in us.
Yes.
And renew our hearts, Lord, so that we might just continue to trust in you more. We might walk with you more, Lord. Father, we might tap more into the Spirit of God that is in us to do exploit. Thank you, Heavenly Father. And now we say, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all and forevermore. Amen. Amen. God bless you all. Thank you.